with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has endorsed the current Speaker of the House. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President-elect Donald Trump posted on social media that Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is a hardworking religious man and will, quote, do the right thing, adding, we will continue to win. Johnson's leadership seemed in jeopardy earlier this month after a fight to fund the government and head off a shutdown. Trump has been quiet about Johnson's fate. Some Republicans have signaled they'll try to vote the House Speaker out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A state funeral is scheduled for January 9th for former President Jimmy Carter. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Joe Biden has declared January 9th as a national day of mourning, and U.S. flags on Sunday were ordered to fly at half staff for 30 days following the death of former President Jimmy Carter at age 100. January 9th will also be Carter's state funeral in Washington, D.C. The 39th President of the United States spent roughly 22 months in hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, where wife Rosalynn Carter also died in November 2023 at age 96. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Biden says the United States will send nearly $2.5 billion more in weapons to Ukraine. Biden's administration is working quickly to spend all the money it has available to help Kyiv fight off Russia before President-elect Trump takes office in 3 weeks. The package announced Monday includes $1.25 billion in presidential drawdown authority. On Wall Street, another rough day as the Dow was down by 418 points, the Nasdaq dropped 235, the S&P lower by 63. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor tries to limit abortion in his state.
Republican Glenn Youngkin has introduced a budget amendment that would eliminate taxpayer funding for abortions on disabled unborn babies. In fact, Youngkin has put forward a similar amendment for 3 years in a row, but the majority Democrat legislature in Virginia always votes it down. Meanwhile, those same Democratic lawmakers are working on an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. A vote of the people will be required. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Islamic rebels who deposed Syrian strongman Bashar al-Assad say they have no ill will toward the country's Christian minority, but others apparently don't feel that way. A group of attackers trashed a Greek Orthodox church in Hama this month, shooting up the inside of the building. No arrests have been made. Despite the promises of tolerance by Syria's new leaders, there are other radical Muslim factions in the country that have been targeting Christians for decades. This is SRN News. Dozens of massive data centers are consuming more electricity than all of the urban homes in Ireland, and that's causing problems. We hear more on the story from correspondent Jason Walker reporting.
A country that made itself a computing factory for Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok is wondering whether it was all worth it as the tech giants look around the world to build even more data centers, that to fuel the next wave of artificial intelligence. Now, fears of rolling blackouts leading Ireland's grid operator to halt the new data centers near Dublin until at least 2028. The huge buildings and their powerful computers last year consumed 21% of the nation's electricity. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.